All right, it is a pleasure to be joined by Lamont Paris, UTC's basketball coach, the Mocs in between games against the Seminoles and the Volunteers. He's not scared of the opposition. Coach, what are you hoping to get out of these back-to-back games?
It's a high level of competition, that's for sure. Obviously, we didn't sugarcoat our schedule. So I think learning how to compete on the road in a tough environment, learning the value of valuing possessions and of sticking to your rules, because if you don't do those things well in these games, they're good enough physically that they're going to exploit you at a high level if you don't do those things. So I think a lot of it was just the challenge of the atmosphere and a high level of competition and trying to prepare ourselves for the league.
You know, I was able to zip home from the show and watch the start of that game, and they got up 26-13 on you. But at half, it was just a 10 or a 12-point game. I mean, you still had a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
How did that thing kind of get away from you early in the second half?
Yeah. I thought, even in the first half, I didn't think that we played, did a great job of sticking to some basic things that we wanted to. I thought, as I watched it over again, it probably should have been in the 5-point range around halftime, 4 or 5. But then in the second half, they went on a run and had a stretch where they made some shots, and combined with some things that we didn't do. We fouled, we sent them to the line too much, and we also didn't shoot the ball well at all. I think at one point we were 5 for 25 from the 3-point line or something around there. So, a lot of those things combined, they got some momentum. They started feeling good about themselves. We gave up a couple offensive rebounds for I think their first 4 points in the second half might have been off the second chance point. So, and then from there, once they got it going, we made a couple substitutions, and then we just couldn't get back. But I would have liked to see some more fight in our guys towards the end. I've been on the other side of 30-point wins before, and plenty of times, and I've always thought if teams don't quit, it's hard to lose by over 30 unless something catastrophic happens. We played Ohio State one time and they broke the school record in 3-point shots made that game, so we lost by 30, right? But I would have liked to see us have more down the stretch, and so that'll be a thing, to come back, lick our wounds, and get ready for this next game against a really well-coached team and a good, tough team.
When you have a roster like you've got with so many pieces that are different, I mean, you've got Ryan and Dooms coming in from other programs, do you feel like this team, I mean, do they get more comfortable with each other through practice or for games? I know it's a little bit of both, but where do you see the most, where do you see kind of the most gelling together?
It's a hard question. I think it's in games. I mean, I think it's in practice just because of the sheer volume of practices relative to games. But having said that, I think the actual growth that takes place in games relative to practice is probably 5 or 10 to 1. So, I do think it's in the middle, but the games are a big part of it. And, you got guys from different programs, like you said, they're used to guarding the ball screen a different way. They're used to doing this a different way. Their terminology is different. So, this is a feeling out process as to who's going to do what when it comes game time. We've had a decent enough sample size in games, so we'll start to manipulate our rotation and who's playing in the games. And then once you get into a certain role, you got to work to get your way out of that role. And so we're at the point in this game and after this game for sure that we're starting to get that figured.
You're listening to UTC basketball coach Lamont Paris. His Mocs are 3-2 on the season. They're in between games against Florida State in Tallahassee and Tennessee next Monday night in Knoxville. You're listening to Coach Paris here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
I'm curious to kind of expound on that, Coach, because, I mean, you want to win every game you play, but this kind of conversation up to and through Thanksgiving is as much about the future as it is the foe. Is that accurate?
100%. There's no doubt about it. Like I think you have to push some buttons, right? You have to push some buttons and see what this person does when they get in there. I'll tell you a quick story. We had a kid when I was at Akron. He went 4 games in a row or 5 games as a freshman, had DNP, did not play next to his name. Coach's decision. We started him in the sixth game of his career because of one of the seniors had was not behaving himself, and that kid never didn't start again. And
right.
So, you know, he got in a game and he was ready, and he was ready. And so some of it is that you have to see guys in games and what do they do? How do they respond when the ref makes a bad call, when a run gets put on? Do they start jacking up shots? Do they get nervous? Are they, you know, you have to see that. So that stuff is vital in these early season games, you know, and you want to win them all. But you, at the same time, you have to get some things figured out when it comes time, you know, so by the time league play rolls around for sure, you know who you can count on for the most part. That sample size is big enough that there's enough evidence. It's more evidence as to who's reliable in what situations.
All right, because a lot of people probably knew that your game was on TV, but that's not a testament against Florida State what y'all have done so far. What's the thing that y'all have done better than you expected so far, Coach?
I think communicate and fight. That's the one thing. And you know, you see some fight at practice, but you just never are sure of what that looks like until you get in games where, you know, we had two games in a row where we had double-digit deficits. And that's real fight. That's communication and that's fight. And that's, hey, guys, this is what we need to do specifically to get our ways back and poise. And so, you know, I think those are things that I was hopeful by having some older guys that we would be able to do well. And, you know, I think at this point, and there'll be some more tests on that this year, but I think at this point, that's one area for sure that I think we've exceeded what I thought we might be able to do.
Conversely, as you get through the tournaments and get ready to get go toe-to-toe with Southern Conference foes, what's still the biggest question out there in front of you?
I think we have to continue to be physical players, and we've shown some signs of that. But we've also shown some signs where we weren't near as physical as we needed to be in the rebounding area, particularly in some defensive things around the basket. I think that'll be an area that will, because so many times a game comes, you have strategy, you have this, you have good players, you have plays, you have all that stuff, and then the game sometimes comes down to a loose ball, a rebound, a ball, a fast break situation that they get the ball into the rim and you have to defend and chest or block out or put a body on a guy. It inevitably you'll have 5-6 games that come down that could be won or not won by those situations. And so I think those are some of the areas that we have to continue to get better.
You're listening to Lamont Paris. His Mocs are 3-2 on the season. They head to Knoxville Monday night. I want to ask not about your last game at Florida State, but your next to last. Before that, the South Alabama game, of course, they had an emotional last-second loss to Auburn. How much mm-hmm. of that do you think you kind of timed that one well, or was that just you coming out and playing your best game of the year?
We played. That's the best game we've played since I've been here.
Wow.
And I don't mean that. So I talked to the guys about two things, about playing well and about performing well. And if you play well, that means you have a set of rules that you've practiced since end of September, and you stuck to those, and you did those things, and you guarded the ball screen this way, and you did all those things. You could still do that and perform poorly by not shooting the ball, and you can lose. Now, it's probably going to be a close loss. We played well in that game, which is why we beat South Alabama. We performed well as shooters, which is why we were up 26 at one point in the game. So I think it was a combination of both. What's more important out of those two is playing well.
Well, and that's one of those, Coach, I'll be honest. I mean, people see that ticker come across and see where a nationally ranked Auburn wins by a point, and then what y'all did to South Alabama is really impressive and one of the best leagues that the best wins that the SoCon has so far. This time last year, I remember talking to you about a whole bunch of big wins the SoCon has had. You're not seeing that quite across the league as much so far this year, are you?
Not quite as much this year, but we've had some good ones. Like we've had some good ones, and not only some wins, but some losses that probably you know, were close to being really good wins. You talk about Western at Florida State. That's the game that they controlled, you know, pretty much the entire game until the last couple minutes. So not as much of that. There was some big time star power last year in our league as well that allowed.
Right.
For some of those things to happen, but I think the SoCon is you look at ETSU at Kansas, and that's a 12-point game or whatever it was, and they played them even in the second half, and You know, there's some talented teams. We haven't won as many of those games, but the league is good. It's a good, really good league.
Of course, like you said moments ago, you had the fantastic, impressive win over South Alabama. When you turn on tape of Tennessee and your opponent Monday night, I mean, I did not get to see any of the Washington game, but the second half of that Murray State, when they put a 47-19 on them, those guards are just absolutely fantastic. How much of a challenge are they going to be?
That'll be a real challenge for us. I mean, they're shooting the ball extremely well. That's for one. And they have good length and size and athleticism, particularly at the wing spot. And so those will be challenges for us. We'll have to be ready to defend at a high level, to make them take some tough shots. They're going to make some tough shots because that's the kind of players that they have. But we got to continue to make them or take as many tough shots as possible. And then we got to fight like the Dickens on the glass to get those rebounds because that's another area. They play really hard. They're physical. Their inside guys aren't established scorers necessarily, but they're rough and tumble guys. They know exactly what they want to do and how they want to play. They're really good at it. They get extra possessions with rebounds. They defend tough around the basket. So it's a good team. Like, they have a really, really good team. Their culture is at a really high level right now, and it's a game that we will have to do all the little things extremely well, blocking out, sticking to our rules and what we do. And even sometimes you're going to lose some of those because of pure talent, but you walk away with more wins and losses if you can do that on a consistent basis.
Does it seem like forever that UTC is going to have games at McKenzie?
Say what now? What, say that again?
Does it seem like it's going to be forever in between games at McKenzie?
Oh, yeah. It's a while. Yeah, it is. It is a while between games there. And that's unfortunate, just with particularly having had the South Alabama game be your last game here. You know, you'd like to roll into a couple other home games here and get some real juice going amongst the fans and the attendance, and then you know, as you go into league play. So it'll be a little hiatus before we're back here. It does seem like a long time. But hopefully, as challenging as this is, an extremely challenging schedule. Hopefully people can see that. But after we get on the road here and come back, hopefully that stuff will prepare us well as we get into league play and quick turnaround, high level of competition, tournament style format. That stuff pays dividends oftentimes further down the road, and that's what we're hoping.
Well, listen, Coach, I know things didn't go the way you wanted in Tallahassee, but congratulations on getting off to this start that you've been able to get off to, and thank you as always for joining us here on Press Row.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your support, and look forward to seeing you again.
That sounds great. The Mocs do not return home until December 8th against Tennessee Wesleyan, but they are in Knoxville if you want a road trip Monday night. That is a 7 o'clock game on the SEC Network. Back with more. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.